This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Tomorrow, Nokia launches a new smartphone, which will use Microsoft's operating system. It's the last best chance for Nokia to take on Apple, which is also expected to launch the next version of the iPhone this month. For a glimpse into the mobile future, we've got Brian Chen on the line. He writes for the New York Times Bits blog. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's next for mobile phones?
I think right now touchscreens are really big, looking at tablets, looking at smartphones. But for the future, I think Google gives us a good clue as to what we should expect with the glasses and the whole idea of wearable computing, the connected body, this idea of wearing glasses and being able to see data as we walk around is sort of where I think things are heading.
Sounds pretty dangerous if you're walking down the street and everybody's wearing glasses and reading books and watching movies and all that.
You know, I think the secret is I think people are going to have to figure out how to make the interface less noticeable and less intrusive. So I can imagine if you wanted to have some notes by your side, like say you were giving a speech, glasses could serve as sort of a teleprompter in some ways.
All right. Well, for those of us who are not going to be at the forefront of technology and might not be willing to plop down the amount of money necessary to be right on the cutting edge, what about the smartphones? I mean, what can they do next that will make them worth buying the next generation of?
I think what we can expect is for Apple and its competitors to keep iterating on what they're doing right now. And of course, I think there's always some opportunity to address certain areas of technology that doesn't work very well and implementing that into current devices.
And who are the players going to be? Is Apple going to be the leader going forward in this next generation of mobile technology with Google and other players behind? Or is anybody poised to take over that role?
Right now, Apple and of course Google are sort of ruling this market. Google is just becoming a hardware manufacturer now, so I think that's sort of like the big question. Is Google, as a hardware manufacturer with Motorola, going to become the big number two smartphone maker? Right now, the biggest phone maker in the world is Samsung. And of course, there's been a lot of patent litigation between Apple and Samsung. So I think the future of Samsung is sort of uncertain in this area, depending on how this whole thing pans out.
I was walking down the street the other day and I saw somebody with a flip phone with an antenna on it. How long until that sight is a thing of the past?
Well, right now in the United States, more than 50% of phone users are using smartphones. And I think those types of phones are going to continue to evaporate as smartphones become more affordable and carriers continue to compete in terms of the prices of the contracts and so forth. Hopefully that sort of causes some change in the industry.
Brian Chen of the New York Times Bit blog, author of Always On, How the iPhone Unlocked the Anything, Anytime, Anywhere Future. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.